Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Come, dear Lord, come as we bow to worship you. Let us worship before our Maker, for the Lord is our God, and we are his people. We are the people of God's pasture. We are the flock under God's care. May we build each other up and encourage each other as we give you all the glory. Amen. We're going to begin by reading Psalm 95. It is a hymn of praise, Psalm 95. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. For the Lord is a great God, a king above all gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. The Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah, and they did at Massah in the wilderness. For there your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw everything I did. For 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, they are a people whose hearts turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest. Theologian Boyce wrote that singing expresses human thought emotionally, and Christianity is a feeling religion. More particularly, singing expresses joy, and the Bible's religion at its heart is joyful. Religion at its heart is joyful. We are to honor God with song in our community. God is in our presence as we praise and worship joyfully. We are the sheep of his hand. We are under his care. Find joy, find peace in knowing that. When we make mistakes, we are able to restart and ask to be brought back to sit at God's feet and to hold the hand of Jesus. Don't hold on to those negative thoughts, those hurtful feelings. Reach out for the hand of Jesus. He gives us the opportunity to sit, to listen, to truly recognize his voice. Psalm 95 is a hymn of praise to our Maker and our Redeemer. More words of advice from Boyce. If you want to worship God, make sure you do not harden your hearts against God's word, or quarrel with him, or test him, as the ancients did. Hardening one's heart, for example, my grandfather was exiled from that church, so I'm not going to go back to church. Well, I felt that people at that church were hypocrites, so I'm not going to go to any church. That church doesn't accept divorced people. I'm not going to go to church. Not everyone in that church is treated the same. Someone there really hurt my feelings, so I'm not going to go to church. Those are examples of hardening of one's heart. Well, those who wandered through the desert for 40 years continue to choose their own way. It was in Meribah that the people complained about lack of water and lack of food. And that complaining led Moses to take the concerns to the Lord. Their hearts were hardened, astray, and lost. They were always complaining. They were not choosing to listen to God. Some had even talked about stoning Moses. They did not know God. They did not hear his voice. God commanded Moses to hit the rock with the staff, and the water flowed. That's found in Numbers 20. God let Moses know that he was disappointed. Moses had not trusted him. He was told that he would not be leading the people into the promised land because he had not trusted him at that time. Moses carried on listening to God and following him, and he prepared the future generations to travel into the promised land. Don't let your hearts be hardened by what is going on around you. Recognize and respond to God's voice, and you will find rest in your faith in our Lord. Rest within the promised land would occur for the generation of faithful believers, not the doubters, not the questioners, not the people with the hardened hearts. Faith in the work of God allows us to rest on his promises of love and mercy for every day. And when people turn to love and mercy, they see what others are going through and reach out a hand to help others. Makes it a little bit easier to get through the day, right? You start to notice people who are the hands and feet of Jesus. Faith brings joy. I'm turning to Romans 5, starting at verse 1. Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's Spirit by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. Running rejoicefully when we run into problems. Slow down. Turn to the Word. Learn what are we to learn? How are we to change our lives to deal with these situations? This endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. I'm going to stop right there. That was verse 4. I've noticed the people who have the strength of character, it comes by habit to walk forward in hope. The curse words don't come out, but the prayers come out. The gossip doesn't come out, but the phone calls of asking how they can help comes out. Saying, my gosh, I wish they'd shovel their snow doesn't come out. The person goes and helps them shovel their snow. It becomes habit. God's way becomes habit. Strength of character and hope. And this hope, verse 5, will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time, and he died for us sinners, all sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. Verse 8, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. You all know that song, "You Have a Friend in Me." You have a friend in God. Rejoice. You have a friend in God. He walks with you. He sees you. He hears you. When we thirst after righteousness, God blesses us. Jesus revealed himself to the woman at the well, saying, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him or her will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give you will become in you a spring of water, welling up to the eternal life." That woman who had been with five men and was living with a man that she wasn't married to, who was rejected by all the other women in the community, who had to go get her water all by herself because the women just badgered her, met Jesus at the well. Realized she had value. She was lovable. She went to get water for her home, but she left with her heart filled with love. And she couldn't keep quiet about it. She was telling everyone she met the Messiah. She opened up her heart, and the waters just flowed. She couldn't help herself. She continued to share the love of Jesus. Rejoice. Know joy in your relationship with God. Be like that woman. Be really willing. Just, it's a habit that you share. God is good. Know that God is renewed by your faith. Your relationship with God is renewed by your faith in Jesus Christ. We all experience moments when our hearts harden. Theologian Charles Spurgeon has written several ways in which our hearts may harden. Some harden their hearts by resolving not to demonstrate emotion in regard to spiritual things. Some harden their hearts by delaying a relationship with God. Some harden their hearts by pretending doubts and foolish criticism. We have doubts about ourselves, or we accept the criticism that others bestow upon us. Some harden their hearts by getting into evil company. I want to be cool. I want to hang out with them. Some harden their hearts by focusing on silly amusements, all intended to kill time and prevent thought upon divine things. I think of those gaming systems that so many people are addicted to. Their minds are not on good things. Some harden their hearts by indulging in a favorite sin. Sort out your emotions and your thoughts and responses through the words of Jesus. Take the time to simply look up. Everybody can simply look up. That's your reminder. When you feel like you're not focusing, like you're believing the foolish criticisms, when you're turning to that sin, when you're you don't have your thoughts on divine things, just physically look up. Sing, hum, say it out loud. God is good. God is good. Another one we in our youth group, we used to say, "Go God." Shout that with me. Go God, right? Or thank you, Jesus. Or amen. Keep yourself in his word, and he will keep your heart in the palm of his hand. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for God's righteousness. That's found in Matthew 5, 6. Keep your heart in a condition that allows joy-filled contentment. Seek God. Live as an active disciple of Jesus. Thirst for a righteous life, and you will be filled. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, guide our thoughts and actions so that we may bring you glory. Increase within each of us the thirst for the fountain of living water from you into us. Strengthen us and fill us with your peace. May we love and serve each other just as Jesus has shown us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit to do your good work in our home and in our community. We pray all of these things in your precious name. Amen.